So hey there, friends, and welcome to this episode of Self-Kind with me, Erica Webb. Today, I want to change gears a little bit. We have had a couple of fairly heavy, deep episodes in the last couple of weeks, which have had fabulous feedback. So thank you so much for sharing with me. I always love to hear from you. But I thought that this week we would change tact a little bit and go down a slightly different path and talk about some of my favorite books.
Hi, and welcome to Self-Kind with me, Erica Webb. This is a podcast about what it means to be, live, and move through a lens of self-kindness. We'll look at the ways self-kindness can underpin our practices in movement, mindfulness, and mindset to support us to be and do the things we so desire in the world. I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get into the show.
I love reading. And forever, as I was growing up, it was all about fiction. Love fiction. I've got so many books. If I could turn the camera a little bit, you'd see one of my bookshelves. But I just love reading. I've always loved being able to, I think, kind of just escape and immerse into a different perspective. It's always been something that I've adored. But the books that I'm going to share with you today are nonfiction, which over the last 10 years, maybe, I have read a lot more nonfiction than fiction. I think that just has come with the territory of, you know, trying to be a really good practitioner, trying to know as much as I can know to help my clients and myself. But these five books that I want to share with you are five of dozens that I would like to share, but we're just going to keep it to five. And if you like this, maybe we'll do some more. But I think that these books, whilst they're all kind of targeted at a very specific topic, at the heart of it, all of them help us to navigate what it is to be human. And normalize, I think, is a big part of it. Some of the stuff that can sometimes feel really tricky about being human and that can make us feel perhaps alone or lonely or misunderstood. So there's five books. We're going to walk through them. I'm going to tell you why I love them. I'll link them in the show notes. I don't know which shop to link, but we'll figure that out. So the first one is a book called Explain Pain Supercharged. And this is a book from the NOI group, this sort of Explain Pain series. It is Lorimer Moseley and David Butler, who are the authors. And they have like loads of resources all about pain science. And this particular book, this Explain Pain Supercharged, is kind of like the densest. It's big, it's thick, it's for practitioners working for working with people in pain. And I love it. I have, I could show you my copy. It's got like all these post-it note thingies sticking out of it with all this information. And I absolutely adore it. Now, if you're not a practitioner, that specific book might be just like a little much because it goes into a level of detail that perhaps is, you know, over-explained for some people. But if you have any kind of chronic pain, persistent pain, I highly recommend checking out the Explain Pain suite of books. They have stuff that's particularly targeted towards the person experiencing pain, and it is just such fabulous work that is really grounded in science, but very much kind of designed and written for the real world. Really practical, useful information. So that's book number one. Book number two is called Anchored by Deb Dana. This is really a book about getting to know your nervous system. Now, the thing that I like about the way that Deb Dana has written this book is it's about getting to know your nervous system. It's grounded in polyvagal theory. But instead of it just being purely about the science, so it's all backed by the science, but instead of being just about the science, it steps you through how to figure out how to anchor in your own nervous system. It walks you through this process of mapping and understanding your own nervous system responses. And I think that that is something that is incredibly valuable beyond just the science of like, here's how your nervous system works. So that book is awesome. The third one is a book called Burnout by Emily and Amelia Nagoski. And oh, I love this book. I recommend this one to people all the time. It is one of those books that kind of just like turns a light on inside. It very much speaks to the cultural pressures and expectations, I suppose, that are primarily placed on women in our society that lead to burnout. And it's practical, it's informative, it talks a lot about the things that we can do in response to that. And it's so well written. It's such a good book. It will give you a little bit of like, oh, I'm angry about the system, but I don't always think that's a bad thing. And it really kind of elucidates some of those things that I think we often kind of can sense and have a feeling that those things are impacting us, but they put it so beautifully into words. Then the fifth one is The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. This is one of those books that is very well known. It's a very thick, very, very big book, very heavy book. In terms of its content, is quite heavy, but fascinating. It really is a book around the relationship between the body and the mind, how trauma can show up in bodily symptoms and what we do about that. If you have experienced trauma, if you are experiencing physical sensations, pains, symptoms that you're like, what is this? That can be a really helpful book for starting to understand that, you know, the body and the mind are not distinct from each other. They don't not influence each other, right? They are very much having a conversation all the time. And The Body Keeps the Score really helps to explain why and how that happens, and take it from being perhaps like a bit of a woo-woo kind of idea to being very grounded in like, this is what actually happens. So a really useful book. I know, I'm trying to think, I'm sure that a few people have told me that they've listened to it on audiobook instead of reading because it is quite a thick kind of heavy book, but well worth a look. I said that was the last book, but I've got one more. I can't count. The last one is I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't by Brené Brown. And I'm pretty sure I've spoken about this book before on the podcast because it is truly one of my favorites. This book is all about shame and where it comes from, what we can do about it, how we can become more aware of it so that we aren't kind of driven by it, that we aren't controlled by it. And it is one of those books, you know, in the sort of start of this episode, I mentioned that it's kind of like this sense of if you're feeling alone or lonely in your experiences. I think this is one of those books that makes you realize that so many of us are experiencing really similar things, but we just don't always talk about them. And it really normalizes shame and helps us to see a pathway through it. That also doesn't require us to completely eliminate it from our lives because that would be impossible. So very practical, very real, very human-centered, and I love it. So to recap, Explain Pain, Supercharged, Anchored by Deb Dana, Burnout by Emily and Amelia Nagoski, The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk, and I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't by Brené Brown. I love all of these books. I think they are fabulous, whether you are navigating some stuff for yourself or you're supporting other people to navigate some stuff. Both of them are amazing. All of them are amazing for both of those categories of people. And I hope that you enjoy those recommendations. I'd love to hear what some of your favorites are. So feel free to come and connect with me and let me know. I have lots of books that I can recommend to anyone kind of doing the self-exploration work. So if you ever want more recommendations or ideas, feel free to reach out. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you have an awesome week and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Self-Kind. If you loved it, why not share it? And while you're there, take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the show. I'd love you to come hang out with me more too. You'll find me over on Instagram at ericaweb_selfkind. And you can sign up for my e-newsletter by heading to my website, ericaweb.com.au. While you're there, you can also read up more about the Self-Kind Hub and other ways of working with me. Until next time, keep being kind to yourself. Bye.